Well, good day and welcome to another special episode of the Disaster Podcast. We've got another Hurricane Florence update for you, and we thought we'd bring that in. I got a call from Dr. Joe Holly from the field. He's in Wilmington, North Carolina, and had a break between some things going on there in the preparations for the incoming storm. This is Thursday afternoon at about 1:30 p.m. Eastern time when I was able to connect with him. So here's a short little segment talking with Joe about the preparations, what the federal resources and system is putting together for the response, and what they're doing waiting for the hurricane to make landfall sometime in the next 10 to 12 hours. So without further ado, let's get on into that brief conversation with Joe Holly, where we got this update from him. Hi, welcome back to another episode here of the Disaster Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. We got an opportunity during the incoming storm of Hurricane Florence to chat with Dr. Joe Holly. He's out with the IST, the Incident Support Team, out in eastern North Carolina, and we wanted to get Joe on the phone before things hit and kind of get an idea of what the preparations and planning look like. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about where you are and what your role is down there right now.
Well, I am out in the field. We're actually near Wilmington, North Carolina. It's beautiful and sunny here. It seems very nice. No, that's not really true. It's actually heavy rains at the moment, and the winds are definitely gusting pretty hard, and we're kind of between rain bands at the moment. Just hurricane, you know, should make landfall probably later today. Basically, we have been doing lots of planning and organizing. We have a tremendous number of federal resources in theater at the moment. They're scattered over about three states, or some of them are still en route from the western side of the country. That includes sort of boat teams as well as heavy rescue teams and all that sort of stuff. And we are busy getting our folks in position and ready to respond wherever they may be needed. We've done some assessments of the last 24 hours or so of some of the healthcare facilities and all that sort of stuff that appear to be in the center of the impact zone, looking at their capabilities and readiness and preparedness, and how we may can help them to stay functioning, and trying to find a safe place for us and our teams to all hide out for the next 24 hours or so when the storm actually hits.
And I think that, you know, the reason you got people spread out over, across such a large area is this storm is pretty huge. I mean, I heard a couple hundred miles across where the tropical storm force winds reach from side to side. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, it is a very large storm, and it has got still a little bit undecided exactly where this thing is going to land. Current forecasts are sort of saying it may turn left or go south just a little bit before it comes on shore a little bit closer to the North and South Carolina borders. So with that uncertainty means that we need to be prepared on multiple fronts to respond, and certainly the potential for pretty significant damage is still there. So we have several teams in the South Carolina, several more in North Carolina, and even a couple in Virginia right now.
And I think the thing that caught me the most when I was looking at some of the information coming in from the National Weather Service and the Hurricane Center, it really is looking at the long-term effects of this. It's not just a large storm, but because of its projected slow movement initially, it's going to be a prolonged effect with not just coastal flooding and wind damage, but prolonged interior flooding as anticipated as well. So I'm sure that affects the type of resources that you are trying to spread around to different places.
Well, you're exactly right, Jamie. You know, we've got several teams that are highly skilled and qualified in both swift and floodwater rescue, as well as, the heavy teams that are better for collapse. So, the way these things often go is that we'll see a fair amount of damage directly from the storm with wind damage and tornadoes being spun off and you know, the obvious water damage that occurs as the storm comes on shore. But then very similar to what we saw at Hurricane Harvey, we'll have, a major rain event, potentially now up to 40 inches of rain, 40 inches of rain in some areas. And so flooding is to be expected. And will take, obviously, some time for that to begin to cause problems. And then even later, as the storm moves inland and continues to drop heavy amounts of rain, we'll see sort of a second peak to the flood event as the rain that is fallen inland begins to be carried back out to the ocean. So you're right. We have potential here for this to be a pretty significant event that may last several weeks for us as the storm moves ashore and begins to break up and in the process drops lots and lots of rain.
Well, Joe, I know you've got a lot going on, and I want to let you get back to work, but thank you for checking in with us. I know not only are you all being deployed there, but there's a lot of people that are picking up for where you left off back home, a lot of resources that come into play back from where you've come from to fill in for your shifts and things like that. So this is really going to be a large scale event in many, many different ways.
Oh, I think there's no question about that. I spent a little bit of time actually yesterday talking to some emergency physicians at one of the hospitals I was visiting. And, they talked about the fact that about half their group was going to evacuate and the other half of the group was going to live at the hospital for the next week or so. And I think there was some guilt on the part of those that were going to leave, feeling like they were sort of abandoning their post. And I sort of reminded them that, after a week of those that are staying behind, working under some pretty challenging conditions, that those that evacuate will be coming back to rescue them, as it were, and that second wave of people is as equally important as the first wave. The first wave's got to have relief after some period of time. And, while folks feel like they're not doing the right thing by staying behind or leaving, they absolutely make it possible for those of us that are not staying behind or not leaving to be able to do what we do. It can't go on forever, and at some point, we've got to swap those resources out and take care of those people too. So, I would say to folks that are staying behind to help others to be able to deploy your service is just as valuable and recognized as those that are actually leaving, and that those that do leave to go do the job couldn't do it without those that stay back to make that possible.
Well, Joe, I just want you and your team, please hunker down, stay safe over the next 24 hours as the storm kind of blows in and figures out where it's going. And then maybe we can check in with you after a day or so and see what's going on from your end as far as the response once we have a handle on what's going on.
Well, that sounds great, Jamie. We'll hope that we maintain connectivity, and I'll certainly be in touch as soon as I do have connectivity and keep you guys up to date on what's going on.
Sounds great.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
And I want to thank Joe again for making himself available. Obviously, we'll try to keep up and keep in touch with him as connectivity allows. And we'll try to reach out to him after landfall at some point, maybe over the weekend. So watch here at the Disaster Podcast for continued updates. I'll be putting them out here on the podcast feed and also posting them over on our Disaster Podcast Facebook page at Facebook. So you can just go ahead and look over at Facebook and join the group over there. We'll have some conversations, I'm sure, wrapped around these postings. So please come and join us in that forum. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and close out. I do want a special thank you to Paragon Medical Education Group for their continued support and sponsorship of the program. Remember to check them out over at ParagonMedicalGroup.com, over on Twitter at ParagonMedEDU, and find out what they can do for you to bring a really unique and special disaster preparedness training program to your system as soon as possible so that you're ready for the next major event to hit your area. Without further ado, I'll just remind you that as Joe prepares for what's going on and what's going to be going on in North Carolina, South Carolina, and other parts of that area, that you remember, as he already knows, disaster medicine is not your everyday medicine.